I want to share a machshava based on the Svasem. We talked about this idea before. So the Tanchuma says on Hazino Hashem Adaber, why did Moshe Rabbeinu Torah choose Shemayim Be'orot as Eidim to Klal Yisrael? Because there are lessons for Klal Yisrael that they do never change Tafkidom. They always do what they're supposed to do. Shlushanos Tafkidom. We're in Klal Yisrael Shalom, a lesson of Kapo Chermerim. Madoch, if they are doing what they're supposed to do, Klal Yisrael, for surely so. So the question is obvious, of course, that Klal Yisrael has Bechira, and they don't have Bechira, so what's the Kal V'Chomer? So the idea that the Svasem says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Bria a kerek for a person to get to the point that he's a Muchroch, that his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is so obvious and so clear that just like the Shemesh and the Shemayim, the Reyach, and all those things never make a mistake, and they always do the proper thing because they understand, they have a very clear awareness of what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from them, and they're not given a Bechira, so a human being can get to that level of clarity also. That's the Kodesh which is part of the Bria that the Medrash is telling us. This idea, fascinating, I just want to, Rav Volba says this idea, he talks about the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's tshuva is zivah zechetz. He says really that there are three parts of zivah zechetz. He has to stop doing it. He has to be gomer b'liboy that he's not going to do it again. And he has to be removed from his thought process. It's not only that I stop doing it, but I don't think about it, I want to do it. I'm not going to do it again. So a person makes a commitment. So the Zivah Zechet requires a commitment. Then there's the Charata. The person is supposed to have that he did it. And there's the Vidui. Then the Rama says there's a new thing called Yoyed Alav Yidei Talumais Shal Yashav LeKisloid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to testify about this person, the one who knows the secret, that person will not do it again. So what exactly is this condition? So Rav Volba suggests that the condition is the following, that every time a person does an avera, really a person is doing two averas. A person is, one, he's doing the avera of the specific avera, whatever it is, but he's doing another avera of using bechira improperly. There's a mitzvah of becharta bechaim. The Russian gave us bechira. The Russian did not give us bechira in order to choose incorrectly. He gave us bechira to choose properly. So we've abused the power of bechira. The tikkun for that is that a person has to get to a point where he's a muchroch. He's not going to use his Bechira improperly because he doesn't have Bechira anymore. He understands that the Bechira was not given for that purpose. And therefore, when it comes to this thing, he's not going to use it at all incorrectly. That'll be the Tikkun. And that's what Rambam is saying. That's not part of the Tshuva of the Ver. It's part of the Tshuva of the misuse, the terrible misuse of the tremendous chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu gave called Bechira. He suggests that in the five levels of Neshama, that the Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis, and the Zohar talks about, there's nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh is the basic life force. Ruach is which makes a human being a human being. Neshama is the neshama, which is mechuber to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Medrash talks about there's two other madrigas beyond that. One is chaya, which Eliyahu Navi reached. The Chanoich reached. He never dies. The kach of toluchias of the neshama into the whole goof. There's a madriga called Yechida. Rav Volba suggests that the five tefillas of Yom Neroyim correspond to the five levels. Yechida, which we say in Hoshanas, we talk about the concept of in Arminia Chayma, Yechida Leyachadoch. That the Kerch of the Neshama, there's a madriga of the Neshama that all it does is Meyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does nothing else. That's the madriga a person reaches at the moment of Ne'ilah, where a person is totally Mechubar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a Muchroch in his Avodah. So that's the moment where a person wants to take this concept of tshuva and make it that he's a mukhroch. The moment of that is the moment of during the time of Ne'ilah. So the Medrash is saying that we have a madriga where which we could get so mukhroch to Kodesh Baruch Hu, at least in one little prat, in one area, in one avera, where it's no longer a world of bechira for us anymore. We don't choose. We're so mukhroch to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're so aware of the Aval of the Veira and the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we remain Yechida L'Yachadoch. However, we should be Zoche that. Have a good Shabbos.